The Lonely Girl by Edna O'Brien, read by the author. Chapter 1. It was a wet afternoon in October, as I copied out the September accounts from the big grey ledger. I worked in a grocery shop in the north of Dublin, and had been there for 2 years. My employer and his wife were country people like myself. They were kind, but they liked me to work hard and promised me a rise in the new year. Little did I know that I would be gone by then, to a different life. Because of the rain, not many customers came in and out, so I wrote the bills quickly and then got on with my reading. I had a book hidden in the ledger so that I could read without fear of being caught. It was a beautiful book, but sad. It was called Tender is the Night. I skipped half of the words in my anxiety to read it quickly, because I wanted to know if the man would leave the woman or not. All the nicest men were in books, the strange, complex, romantic men, the ones I admired most. I knew no one like that except Mr. Gentleman, and I had not seen him for 2 years. He was only a shadow now. And I remembered him the way one remembers a nice dress that one has grown out of. At 4:30 I put on the lights. The shop looked shabbier in artificial light, too. The shelves were dusty, and the ceiling hadn't been painted since I went there. It was full of cracks. I looked in the mirror to see how my hair was. We were going somewhere that night, my friend Baba and me. My face in the mirror looked round and smooth. I sucked my cheeks in to make them thinner. I longed.